Greetings and welcome on board our WKOK Sunrise program. I'm Mark Lawrence. We are recording a program today with an individual who's going through the cadet program of the Pennsylvania Game Commission. When he completes that, he will be a Pennsylvania game warden for the Game Commission. They used to call them wildlife conservation officers. Now they're just called game wardens. That's about what everybody called them anyway. So we're going to talk to him about that program a little bit and then just do our general deer update. We're really in the heart of the very busy deer season here because the archery season has been underway for a number of weeks, and the bear season is starting on the 21st, and the around here for most places, the rifle buck season starts on the 28th. So we're going to talk about that. The Sunday hunting days are coming up, so we're going to find out about those. Mike Workman is here. Welcome aboard, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Okay, so tell me about the cadet program. First of all, explain where you're from and how you got to decide that being a game warden would be a good way to go.
Absolutely. Well, it's certainly a challenging career, but one I'm excited about, and it's one I've been enjoying so far. I'm originally from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Lititz specifically. Have mostly a background in business and customer service. The process to become a game warden is certainly one that is extensive and one that does take a lot of time to get through. Currently, we're on our field training assignment. We have three different assignments that they typically send all cadets throughout different portions of the state. They give them different experiences, different opportunities to learn from different wardens. They allow them to see different types of hunting throughout the state. Really gives cadets a good window into what becoming a game warden is all about. Gives us the experience to talk to other people. So it's certainly a valuable time, kind of where the rubber meets the road. You have all the training in the academy leading up to it, and then you have the chance to go out during hunting season and actually work with a warden, see what it's all about, essentially almost like the internship portion of the academy. And then typically we're set to graduate second week in February is when the program is supposed to finish.
Now you're with Warden Jared Turner now, and he's Montour, Northumberland County, right? That's the coverage area.
That's correct.
So where have you also been, and where will you go next?
Absolutely. So before this, I was up in Wyoming County with Warden Vic Rosa. I was there for the most of the month of October. For this session, I'm currently in Northumberland and Montour with Warden Turner, as we just said. And then next weekend through the end of rifle season, I'll be in Juniata County with Warden Kelly. So those are the three different ones I have. I have classmates and friends who are out in western Pennsylvania, who are in Pittsburgh, who are in Philadelphia, Erie. So they really spread the class around all areas of the state, as we had discussed, and give everybody a good feel of what hunting is in different areas of the state, see what it's like, deal with the different issues that are associated with those.
We got bear issues everywhere, right?
Absolutely. The bear population is greatly increasing. The estimated population for bears is around 20,000. The bear harvest is most likely going to be at or what it was last year. The harvest sales are up 17% at this time as opposed to what they were last year. The early muzzleloader and archery season, the bear harvest was just over 1,900. So they've seen a really good harvest. There's a lot of bears out there. A lot of guys are purchasing bear licenses. So we definitely encourage everyone to get out there. The best way to mitigate those issues is to go out and hunt. It's a great way to help work against the issues that they see, so people can do other things to help mitigate those issues, and I can certainly recommend a few tips for any listeners who might be interested, but there's a lot of bears in the state of Pennsylvania, and this is really the golden age of bear hunting in regards to bears, so we recommend and we encourage all hunters to get out there and enjoy it, because there's more bears out in the state of Pennsylvania than ever before.
What do you call it? Bear urban conflict or something? Do you have any kind of a name for it?
Yeah, essentially or nuisance complaints or things
nuisance,
of that nature. But a lot of people, there's really simple tips that you can do to mitigate those issues. So even if you're in an urban area, you can still see bears because the population is increasing. So simple things like closing your garage door, putting your garbage inside, maybe removing your feeders at night if you do have issues or bears in your area. Taking away those attractants. Some people like to put out cat food for the stray cats in the area. Those are all things that do attract bears. And so if you take just a few of those little steps to kind of put your trash in, to take away the bird feeders, mostly the bears are looking for food. So those are a lot of the issues that we see, especially when they come out of hibernation in the spring. Now, at this point, when our listeners are listening to this, most of the bears are going to be working towards hibernation. So they're either finished packing on all that fat for the winter, or they're almost at that point. So typically we don't see the level of issues or complaints as we do in the spring. But it's certainly still something that people can deal with at all times of the year, you know, whether it's a cub or whether it's a full adult bear. It's different from wherever the location is.
People can get a lot more information about the nuisance issue with bears just by contacting the Game Commission. There's a lot more to be said about the bear interactions that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a lot of really great resources on our website. So I certainly encourage everyone to go online to pgc.pa.gov to go and see the different. We have all sorts of pages on habitats that bears like, their what they like to eat. Really anything you can think about of bears is on our website. So I really encourage people to go look that out and try to learn more, because that's just a great way to become more well-informed about the subject.
Well, let's talk about deer. The archery season is underway. What are you hearing from archers? And we'll kind of segue into the rifle buck season that starts around here, then the rifle buck and doe season that happens here. What are you hearing and what's happening out there?
Absolutely. So certainly the buck harvest has been up. A lot of archers have had early success in the season. Recently in this area, we have had some warm weather, so certainly that's put a little bit of a damper to certain things. But now that we are into the rut, there's going to be high activity. The buck, they're going to be moving. There's going to be does out. So whether you have a buck tag or you're hunting for a doe, there's certainly going to be plenty of opportunities. Archers, whether they utilize compound, traditional, or crossbows, certainly have many different means to take those deer. Whether they're hunting DMAC or state game lands or private, there's certainly more opportunities and more areas to hunt than ever before, I would say. So we've seen a lot of good activity. We've seen some great deer taken. I myself was able to check a hunter who had one of the largest racks that I've seen in years just recently up in Northumberland. He took an excellent deer. So they're out there. They're moving. We really encourage people to take advantage. It's great. The Sunday hunting gives people different opportunities. So this year we have the three for the archery deer, archery bear, and rifle. So that gives archers another day to get out and to hunt. We're certainly expecting the final week of archery season to be heavily utilized. We're looking forward to seeing more hunters out there. And with that extra week, we think certainly a lot of deer will be taken. And it's nice to have that opportunity with all the activity being so high to be out there to kind of take advantage of that and really have a great season, fill those tags.
Now, as we record this, we're recording this on the 10th of November. We're going to probably air it on the 17th of November. One of the Sunday hunting days has already passed during this time. This would be archers are able to hunt on Sunday the 15th.
That's correct. So what I'll do is I'll additionally, too, for everyone, I'll highlight the three Sundays that are going to be utilized for this Sunday hunting season. The 15th, as he just mentioned, was one for the archery season. The 22nd would be for bear rifle. So I think that's a great asset for all bear hunters. The 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, it gives hunters four consecutive days to be able to hunt together. That's a great way to be able to get out, utilize those tags. And then the Sunday hunting for the rifle deer season will be the day after the opener, the 29th. So that gives hunters that full clear from the 28th all the way until the 5th to be able to hunt straight through. So I know some people weren't always excited about the change from the Monday. I know yourself, you said you mentioned that, but I think this will be able to give hunters a new tradition, kind of set the window for the future moving forward. And so I'm excited to help teach young people, and I'm hoping other people will utilize those days to get out and really enjoy the rifle season as it's coming up. But those three Sunday hunting opportunities should give people a lot of opportunities to get out there. Absolutely.
Now, do hunters give you their opinion and say, oh, the Game Commission made it? Well, they probably just say you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you made a mistake when you did this and made Sunday hunting this day or started the buck season on a Saturday, that kind of thing. Do you hear from hunters who are giving you their view on things?
Oh, absolutely. We get feedback from all sorts of different people, people who are for it, people who are against it. We understand we're not going to make everybody happy, and certainly Pennsylvania's hunting heritage is long and storied. There's hunters who have been doing this for 40 years, and they've always started on that Monday. So like anyone I know, change is hard, change is different, but all we're really asking is for people to give it a chance. I mean, it's an opportunity, another day for people to get out and hunt. The hunting days, the amount of hunting days now are more than ever, as I had mentioned earlier, for some of the other seasons. So I think people, if they would give it a chance and try to utilize the opportunities that the Game Commission is trying to afford them, I think they'd really enjoy it. We certainly understand traditions are hard and fast, and like I said, the hunting heritage in Pennsylvania is well documented. So, but we're excited to be able to offer all the different opportunities to hunters, and I think some people are happy, some people won't be, but we're hoping they can make new traditions and continue to enjoy the woods Pennsylvania has to offer.
Well, Mike, you made a mistake when you allowed buck season to start on Saturday. Okay, how about that? See, yep. You get it everywhere
yeah.
you go.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I'm just harassing you.
We understand that for sure.
All right, so those are some of the seasons that have changed. The Sunday days are mm-hmm. there. Now, we'll have already passed by the time this airs. The 15th was available there for archery hunters. The 22nd will be available for bear hunters to hunt on that Sunday, and the 29th will be available for deer hunters. Depends upon where you are. Around from where I hunt, it's just buck season, but there are some places where it'd be buck or doe on a Sunday for those individuals.
That's correct, and that's something I wanted to highlight as well. A new change that came this year is in certain WMUs, the concurrent antlered and antlerless seasons have different, so hunters should check their digest or online depending on what WMU they're hunting. It will change. They do have the ability now during rifle season to take a buck or a doe if they do have the proper tags. So certainly make sure to check where you're hunting. As you mentioned in 4E here, it is going to be still the split season, but across the river, say, for instance, if you're hunting in 4D, that would be concurrent now again this year. So they could take a buck or a doe starting on the first day of rifle season. So depending where they are, it differs in all areas of the state, but I believe it's anywhere from 10 to 11 WMU, somewhere in that range, moved back to the concurrent antlered and antlerless. So just check wherever you're hunting, but that's certainly a nice new opportunity for hunters to take a buck or a doe depending on where they're at in the state and what they're hunting. So depending on if you don't have as many days to hunt, it certainly might give you a nice opportunity to fill one of those tags when you might only have one more day to hunt, for instance.
Right, yeah, for the right person. Mm-hmm. Well, I know people in the building that hunt deer, and they're quite happy with the Saturday and the Sunday because mm-hmm. weekdays are full for them, so that it's more difficult for them. Any other big changes in the seasons? I hate to give you such a broad general question, but we talked about the Sunday hunting, mm-hmm. where the bear season is and when it stops and so on, and the buck season starting on the 20th. Other season changes that come to mind?
Absolutely. So one that comes to mind just first off is the length of the archery season this year was extended a week. I know we kind of mentioned that briefly, but just that change, that addition of an extra week was a big one to hunters.
Up to and including Friday the 20th, though.
That's correct. And so additionally, the muzzleloader overlap, so that would be for bear and for archery. So that was passed in October, so hunters would have already had to take advantage of that. But that's something that the overlap, so hunters can now take a bear during archery and muzzleloader season. So when previously those seasons didn't overlap, currently this season it did overlap, so hunters were actually able to take both a muzzleloader and a bow afield with them if they were interested and if they did have the proper tags to be able to take during the muzzleloader season. Typically that is only antlerless, or typically take a bear if they do have a bear tag. So that was a nice new addition to be able to allow hunters the options if they're bear hunting, if they're just deer hunting, if they like to utilize and like to take advantage of that early muzzleloader season. It gives them that opportunity. Another thing that comes to mind is they did adjust some of the small game. They did actually adjust the squirrel season. So I don't know if you're a small game hunter, but squirrel season was moved up. So there's more opportunities for hunters to take squirrels. And I think especially small game hunting is a great way to get our youth involved. And I would encourage people, if you're going to start, if you're interested in hunting, small game is a great way to start. It gives you the opportunity. You don't have to worry about being quiet. You don't have to worry about spooking the game, things like that. So that's another change that came to mind. But certainly the biggest ones were the Sunday hunting, the archery extension, muzzleloader, things like that. Those are some of the big changes that I think affected the large majority of hunters and, in my opinion, gave hunters more opportunities to get out, enjoy the woods, and hopefully harvest a big game animal.
Yes, at my house we have a tag on the gun cabinet that says we now interrupt this marriage for hunting season. And
mm-hmm.
my lovely bride is used to that now, yep. starting at the beginning of October, and I tell her I'll be back about mid-January or so. So
absolutely.
Sometimes she smiles when I say that, and sometimes not.
Yeah.
Okay, chronic wasting disease. We got to get an update on that mm-hmm. big topic. So introduce us to where we are in relation to having it widespread in mm-hmm. our area. Snyder County is already in the watch area.
Correct.
And what hunters should know.
Absolutely. So it certainly is still prevalent in our state, and it's something that we encourage all hunters to first and foremost, be aware of where they're hunting. If they are in a DMA, many hunters might be familiar with that they aren't allowed to.
DMA?
Yes, disease management area, correct. So many hunters, if they're in one of those areas, are not allowed to export, take out any of those high-risk parts. So we do have a lot of information on our site, but some of the high-risk parts would be including the head, the spleen, all the brain matter, things like that, the certain parts of the deer that will transmit that disease. So hunters need to be aware of where they're hunting, especially across the river. I believe there hasn't been any deer that have been tested positive across the river. So for instance, if you're hunting in 4E, it might not affect you, but it depends on where you're hunting. You might be hunting within a disease management area where there is CWD. What the biggest thing that we want to stress to hunters is to just pay attention to where you're hunting, don't export those deer, and just become informed. There's a lot of information out there. It's certainly nothing to be scared of, just something to kind of learn more about. It's a disease that's been well documented in our state and in many other states. But the only way it can get better is just through hunter participation, through monitoring. The CDC and the WHO haven't currently given any stance, but they do say that if you do have a deer that is tested positive, that they do recommend that you don't eat that. The Game Commission is trying to just increase the testing prevalence so more people who are in those disease management areas can get their deer tested. Obviously, at the end of the day, it's up to the hunter. We're only going to go as far as those hunters want to go. If they don't want to get their deer tested, then they don't have to. Certainly, that's up to them. But it's something that is continuing to be prevalent. It certainly is not in every county of the state. I believe it's in 22 or 23 counties at this time. But like I said, the best way that we can help mitigate it is just hunter participation, continued testing, their continuing research. The Game Commission is committed to working on this for the future of our hunters. And that's the only way how we can be successful with all this is through being informed and continuing to just monitor it and for hunters to just really do their part. And that, like I said, starts with limiting where the disease is spread, and that's mostly through those high-risk parts.
How do I get more information on this? Who do I contact about chronic wasting disease?
Absolutely. So they can contact any one of their local regional office or our website. Like I said earlier, there's a / CWD on the PGC website, or even if they just type that in, it'll give them locations on head drop bins. It'll give them locations on where, if they're hunting in a DMA, all the different information, just quick facts about CWD, things like that. So definitely go online, give your local region office a call. So if you're hunting in an area where you're not sure, or if you're not sure if you want to take, say you want to take your deer to get mounted, it's, you got a nice buck, but you're not sure if it's crossing over the line, give us a call, check on the website. We'd be happy to do it for you. It's much better to ask first and try to get some information before maybe you take those parts out and potentially risk spreading the disease further. So just try to do that research before you're hunting out and heading into the field, and it will make things much better. So
all right, we got a minute left to let you make a pitch for folks to enjoy the great outdoors, hunting.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, we have so many different opportunities for hunters to get out there this season. There's so many different seasons, so many different opportunities. We're excited about what the future of hunting looks like. There's so many good options, good places. The Game Lands gave people a great opportunity to get out and just enjoy the season. The rut is really going on right now, so we hope people can get out, enjoy the season, be successful, but most importantly, be safe and come back home. So we hope everyone has a great season, and we're excited for what's to come.
Mike Workman, a cadet, comes from the Lancaster County area. He hopes to be a game warden. If all this goes smoothly, you'll be a game warden by the end of the year, or that soon?
The beginning of the year in 2021. I'm looking forward to it and hope to serve people maybe even in this area in the future.
All right. Well, good luck. Yeah, don't come up here looking to replace Dirk, though. He's a valuable resource.
Absolutely.
Up here. And Jared's got this place. Jared Turner, the game warden in Northumberland, Montour County, has got this place sewn up. So with the State Game Commission enjoying his rotation through some of his leadership opportunity and field opportunities, they call it, Cadet Mike Workman. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you so much for having me.